Hi, this is Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Wow, we've had a bunch of great calls today. Now I have some lively silvers. Who am I hearing?
Steve Crowfoot.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. Who else do we have?
Lane Conley from Cleveland.
Hi, Lane. And who else? Is that me on echoing? I think I am. You hear that dog bark? My dog barking?
No.
Nope. An answer. Everybody keeps beeping and nobody says anything. Good afternoon.
I got kicked off.
Oh, that is an echo.
Big echo. I think I've been on too many calls. I'm getting silly. Okay, everybody speak up here. I'm giggling at myself and Mary Lou.
And Margaret. That's Margaret giggling. Was it doing it before I came on the call?
Yes, it was doing it before you got here.
Uh-oh. You didn't cause it. Okay.
I did. I don't know what causes it. I wasn't echoing when I was on the gold call, I don't think.
You know, sometimes if people are calling in on a computer, you know, like that Vonage or whatever it's called, that will cause this.
Oh, so maybe if they would star, if you're on a computer, can you star 6 and mute yourself? I don't know if you can or not. Okay, anyone else here who, this is a silver call. This is Ruth Williams and my partner, Mary Lou Redden. Diamonds in Washington State. I'm here with our son, still in Washington State. And this is our Silver Challenger call, and we always have a good time on this call. So is there anyone who is on here who is wanting to report how the week has been, what's the most exciting thing in the week, and what you're going to be doing, and how you're going to be succeeding in NECAN, and what's exciting in general? We have Steve Crowfoot, Elaine Connolly, Margaret. Margaret, what's the last name?
Keith. Keith? Keith, like the candy bar.
Tennessee. And do we have anyone else? Anybody else is listening? I thought Frank was going to be on here. I thought I heard him, but not very loudly. Okay, let's go. Steve, are you listening or reporting?
I'm listening tonight.
All right. Well, welcome to listening.
That's the voice. High five.
Oh, is it? Okay, Lane Conley, Cleveland, Ohio. Let's get started.
Well, this past week I have no new consultants, no new auto ships, no preferred customers. I had a very productive meeting with a group of business dietitians who own their own independent practice. They provide nutrition services for assisted livings and long-term care associations and also and they're looking to diversify and potentially create a network marketing arm to their business. So I presented on Friday to the Director of Operations and the Director of Marketing, very, very much interested. They're going to review the information that I left with them, with the owner of the agency, and then get back to me after. This next week coming up, I'm excited because my accountant to be opening an entertainment center in Cleveland, and I'm invited along with some consultants to his investment dinner. So we're going to be having an opportunity to network there also. And my brother is doing better. He was in the hospital. I was on the call last week. And actually what I think is happening is he's in assisted living. He lives in a wellness home. And he's on very potent psychiatric medications, and I think his body is balancing, and they're decreasing his medication dosages. I think he's going to be going back to his apartment next week.
Wow. Get off some of the meds and get better.
Yeah. I think that's probably what was going wrong with him.
What a concept. Wow. Okay, that's great, Elaine. Your dietitian with your, you're meeting with your dietitian, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it was. Unfortunately, the best laid plans, they told me they had a DVD player, and when we got there, it didn't work, and I, of course, didn't bring my portable, so I ended up using the flip chart, but they picked up on the, and we're very much interested in the four technology lines of the wellness home, understood immediately the power of the reproductive residual income with the nutritionals.
Hmm.
And they were very interested in whole foods.
Wow, great. I never would have thought of doing that.
Well, I met the vice president of the director of operations at my long-term care networking meeting when I go there for my continuing education credits for my administrator's license. And she just was such a personable person. And when we exchanged business cards, she picked up right away on wellness. Mm-hmm. Said, you know, we're looking to expand, you know, our business. So do you think your company might have something to offer us?
I think so. Oh, that's really exciting. Let us know how that progresses.
Oh, I will, definitely.
It'll be very interesting. Okay. Good job.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly you may, anytime.
Elaine, so when you did the flip chart, was that the win and the rip?
Well, actually, I didn't have the rip with me. What I had was my Pathfinder ABC chart, and so I just selectively presented Nika, and I had about 20 to 25 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So I did have both of them. So I asked them to look and listen to the information that I was giving them, you know, with two hats on, one from a personal perspective and then also from the business contract agency that they were associated with, because NECAN had something to offer, you know, both ways. And I had them fill out a lifestyle evaluation form, you know, identifying that that was my tax records presentation, but also a point of further conversation with any clients that I interacted with. So I gave them a little taste of both, and, you know, they understood that, and then I just did a quick demo, you know, with the max and the flexibility test.
Wasn't that great, Ruth?
That
lifestyle
great
evaluation for her tax records. Very good, Elaine.
It's a record of my appointments. That's what I use it for. You know? And that also, now I have their contact information, you know, personal along with, you know, the business. And I don't know, you know, how it's going to shake out. I believe that it's going to lead me, you know, to more referrals and other people.
Great. Wow, that should be a fun one to build. That should work out well.
Mm-hmm. I'll be in touch.
All right. We'll be looking forward to hearing about that. Let's go ahead and visit with Margaret Heath from Tennessee.
Okay. Well, this week I have been, I'm still diligently looking for leaders so far. None of them haven't appeared yet, but I think they're somewhere around. Hopefully I'm going to find them soon. And I've been trying to contact the consultants that I have now and those who I've had in the past, and also the preferred customers, and are some of those who may have people who purchased products from me before, to tell them about the 15% discount. And also I got an idea of when I go to these networking groups and make little notes on the back of the cards, I've been going through those and seeing who told me he had probably sleep in or something like that, what have they told me, what their problem was. I'm trying to contact them to find out, to let them know more about the products and see how I can maybe help them. So I don't know. That's about where things stand now. I am working I think hard, but so far, no positive results at this time. Except it does look encouraging with some of the people who have told me they are going to place an order. So maybe I'll have more volume. I'm expecting more volume, at least this time. And it isn't too late yet. Hopefully, I'll find one of those leaders, at least one.
And if you visit with them, you know, now when it's really busy and then they sound busy, well, just say, if you're too busy, let's make an appointment for next week. After
right. That's what I just did with a gentleman just shortly before I called in. So we're meeting on, we couldn't meet next week, so we're meeting Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock. So.
Great. Right, the day after Christmas, you mean?
This Wednesday. No, I suggested the week after, the day after Christmas, but he said no. But he's coming this week.
Oh, work it backwards.
Yeah. Right. So hopefully something will come of that.
Yes. Oh, okay. Good job, Margaret. Enjoy your attitude. So good.
Margaret has purchased some leads, too, I happen to know, so she's busy gal here, this lady.
What a lady.
Yeah, I've been busy. Been busy trying to follow through.
Makes up time and keeps us busy. So, okay.
But it does get exciting.
Well, and even if you're leading with products and you're finding people who get results, and some of the times those people just take off. Now, especially if they can talk to people and get into a presentation on the phone, they don't have to buy somewhere, you know, and they get results. However they learn about it, they might not be able to keep their mouth shut.
Right.
And that turns into a business builder. At our last expo, they said that 80% of the people in NECAN who are doing a business started with a product.
Really?
That's what they were interested in first.
And I have one realtor who has promised to see me after Christmas. I've got to call her tomorrow. I was going to call her today and something happened. I didn't. But I'm going to call her tomorrow and see if she will not definitely set up an appointment with me, because she had to cancel once she had so many appointments, she said. So many closes she had to cancel, but hopefully things will be better and she'll meet with me maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't have as many appointments, and now she must be rich after having all those appointments.
Right. She's got plenty of money.
Yeah, you come.
She's got plenty of money to invest in a wellness home.
Yeah. So, okay, do we have other Silvers on here that are planning to visit with us this evening? Now's the time to speak up.
This is Jerry Hickson in Melbourne, Florida.
Hey, hi, Jerry. Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, tell us what's exciting in your life.
Well, I think probably the highlight of my week was going to a Christmas party and just having a good time and listening. And some of these people I have known before, they were, my husband's into flying model, radio control model airplanes, so this was one of his model friends and their spouses that kind of had a party to get together, so I knew some of them. One of them is a chef, I mean the wife of the one of the modelers, and I have been kind of dripping on her for a while, and she mentioned how things were going a lot slower. Usually the holiday season, a lot of people want to have catered parties, that kind of thing, and it's just not doing as well as she thought. And so I didn't say anything there, but I called her back today and kind of said a few things about how I noticed what she was saying. I thought maybe she might be interested in looking at what I'm doing and as doing something on the side with it. And so she's decided that she's a little too busy between now, Christmas, and the next week with some jobs, the catering, but she's committed to getting together with me right at the first of the year.
Great.
So I feel real good about that because You know how you just meet some people and you think, oh, I would just enjoy working with her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's just one of those people. So I was kind of thinking about how the person kind of kept going by and giving Dennis the tape, and it takes a while. So I think Anne will be worth waiting for.
Good. Well, yeah, getting together anywhere and getting to visit with some people, that's a good way to get some contact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We will not be having a evening call on Christmas Eve, in case you wanted to come. Well, maybe you can talk to each other.
You won't be here?
I won't be here. I'll be busy playing Santa. My grown-up kids want Santa to fill their socks as much as the little ones do. And New Year's Eve, and we're probably not going to meet that night either, but we are going to meet New Year's morning at 10 a.m. On the Platinum call.
And New Year's Eve morning.
Thank you.
You're
Year's
welcome.
New Year's Eve morning, and that Platinum call is at 9:30 a.m. Pacific, and it is worth listening to. Every week, I think that they can't keep on at the rate they're all going, but they just keep on going. I mean, they're like everlasting bunny. What is that bunny?
Ready? Isn't that what that was? The bunny that just keeps going and going and going and going. Ruth, you had that outfit one time.
Still have it.
Oh, do you?
Ever ready bunny? What kind of bunny was it?
I don't remember.
That bunny that keeps going and got their copper top, whatever it is. Anyway, that's how our platinums are on that call, huh, Mary Lou?
Oh, my God. My goodness. Yes, I've got pages of notes. So, yeah, they're great.
I recommend everybody listen to in on that one. Okay, and so then we will be having a little vacation in family time until the day after Christmas, and we're going to be right back on our Win and Aria, because that will be the last week of December. And we're committed to making that really big and try to get everybody called to tell them about the 15% and get everybody in every organization to get on and then listen about the WIN and the RIP and then follow up with that and get them started on their auto-sip and on finding people who really need to get on and listen about osteodense and lactoferrin and superbugs. It will be still really superbugs. Season after everybody eats all that candy, we're going to be assuming as a country in the next week or so. So we'll have our work cut out for us, and we'll be on the call. And I'll send out an update at the last week too. We'll have a couple more calls added as people from different organizations are saying, okay, I need to have this time for my group, and we just sort of add it on, and somebody else takes over some of the other calls, so I'm not on the phone all the time. Mary Lou's doing a bunch, huh?
I'm doing a few. There's one tomorrow at noon, Pacific time.
Frank Phelps says some people are going to be coming on that too, Mary Lou. I think four of them.
Great.
Brand new people. Well, not all of them are brand new.
Great.
Of course. Yeah, he's got the calling bug now. So, okay, everybody, you guys have great holidays and have great fun visiting and demonstrating and having a good time with a NECAN holiday and with your families.
And hey, you too.
We'll see. Okay, thank you.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.